listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. It's hoped other jurisdictions will follow in the footsteps of New South Wales and Queensland, with coercive control to soon become a crime in both states. New legislation passed in Queensland Parliament yesterday will see the standalone offence carry a maximum penalty of 14 years behind bars. The laws will come into effect next year, and Small Steps for Hannah co-founder Lloyd Clark says we've got to get this right.
We don't want it to go down the path of, you know, like youth crime, where they get caught by the police and then they're let out on, you know, some sort of misdemeanor, or, you know, they're not actually doing any jail term.
And if you or someone you know needs support through domestic violence, you can contact 1-800-RESPECT. There's been yet another crush injury in rural CQ, this time at a worksite near Billawheeler. RACQ Cap Rescue has flown to at least four patients with these kind of injuries so far this year. Yesterday, a man in his 20s was flown to Rockhampton Hospital for scans and treatment after a suspected machinery incident. And the Humane Society International Australia claims 188 sharks have been killed in Queensland nets and drums since 2013, and that's only four different species. It's calling for them to be removed and replaced with safer alternatives like catch alert drums, which are being trialled on the Capricorn Coast, but not used in Gladstone. Marine biologist Lawrence Klebeck says it's a major concern coming into the whale migration season.
Over the last few years, it's been an average of about 6 to 10, somewhere in there, whale entanglements every single year. So yeah, these migrating humpbacks, they definitely don't avoid the shark net.
We've contacted the Department of Fisheries for comment. In sport, Rockies Cam Munster is still no certainty to play for the Storm against Penrith in their first game tomorrow night, despite being listed on the team. He's been dealing with a groin injury.